And this news update is being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendy. Bresky Siding Building repairs your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. Authorities are investigating a family-related shooting that occurred Sunday evening, May 10th, at the residence on Purdy Road in Huron County. According to the Sheriff's Office, deputies and emergency responders were dispatched at approximately 8:45 p.m., following reports that a male victim had been shot by his adult son during a domestic dispute. Initial dispatch information indicated the victim had suffered a gunshot wound to the chest. When first responders arrived, they found the victim inside the home with what was later to be determined to be a single gunshot wound to the left arm. The victim was treated at scene and transported to Harbor Beach Hospital. Investigators later report the victim was in stable condition. Witnesses told deputies the incident began after an argument inside the residence. During that dispute, the suspect allegedly went upstairs, retrieved a firearm, returned to the living room, and fired a single shot from an estimated distance of 15 to 20 foot. The suspect fled the scene in a gray Pontiac Vibe. Investigators used technology, including flock camera systems and cell phone location information, to track the suspect's movements. The vehicle and suspect were eventually located at a gas station in Roseville, approximately 100 miles south of the crime scene. Roseville police officers took the suspect into custody without incident and recovered a Heritage Rough Rider .22 caliber revolver from the vehicle. Investigators reported the revolver contained two shell casings, one of which had been fired. Additional information, a cell phone, and other personal property were also seized as evidence. A search warrant later executed at the suspect's residence on Purdy Road, where investigators recovered ammunition, a gun case, and other evidence related to the case. During an interview after being advised of his constitutional rights, the suspect reportedly told investigators he had been having difficulty coping with stress and said he was not in control when the shooting occurred. Authorities also noted some odd behavior that raised concerns. The suspect was lodged in Huron County Jail pending formal charges. The investigation remains under review by the Huron County Sheriff's Office. And a former Sandusky Community Schools maintenance director is facing multiple felony charges following an investigation into alleged fraud and misuse of district property. 60-year-old Dwayne Lee Palig was arraigned Thursday in Sanilac County 73A District Court on charges of embezzlement, forgery, and malicious destruction of property. Court records show Palig stood mute during the arraignment, and the judge set bond at $100,000 cash or surety. The charges stem from an investigation that began after Palig's sudden resignation from the school district back in October of last year. Sandusky police, with assistance from the Michigan State Police, executed two search warrants at a Sandusky residence later that month. Authorities reported recovering property belonging to Sandusky Community Schools during those searches, although no arrests were made at that time. Palig is scheduled to return to court June 9th for a probable cause conference. If convicted, he faces potential prison terms ranging from 5 years for malicious destruction of property to 14 years for forgery and 10 years for embezzlement, along with possible restitution, fines, and court costs. And a traffic stop on May 21st led to a brief foot chase and the recovery of suspected narcotics. According to authorities, a suspect fled on foot around 6:40 p.m. after being stopped by the Michigan State Police just outside the city. Saginaw police officers responded to assist in the search, and officers Reed and Hines located the individual in a nearby field and took him into custody without further incident. Following the arrest, Officer Nelson and police canine Crixus searched the area where the suspect was found. During the search, Crixus alerted officers to a bag containing what is believed to be cocaine. The incident remains under investigation. And we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting, it's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
This is Kent McKenzie from McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe. Congratulations deserve something that lasts. Graduation is more than a ceremony. It's a reward for years of hard work, long nights, big goals, and dreams becoming reality. Celebrate your graduate with a meaningful gift from McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe. Our jewelry specialist can show you our vast array of brilliant diamonds, timeless watches, shimmering gemstone jewelry in every hue, and classic designs in rings, earrings, pendants, necklaces, and more. Also look over our newest styles of Pandora jewelry, whether they're heading to college, starting a career, or beginning their next adventure. Give them something they'll treasure for years to come. Make this graduation season unforgettable with a gift as special as their achievement. Come see us at McKenzie Jewelers at the north end of Bad Axe.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
The north end of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we're back. The Office of Army Cemeteries announced that the U.S. Army will commence its ninth consecutive year of disinterment operations at the Carlisle Barracks in Pennsylvania this coming September. The multi-phase program aims to return the remains of Native American and Alaskan Native children who died at the historic Carlisle Indian Industrial School over a century ago. Working alongside forensic archaeology and anthropological specialists from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the Army plans to reunite the remains of children in five distinct Native American tribes and four Alaskan Native families. The long-term initiative represents an ongoing federal commitment to bring closure to indigenous communities. And the Australian Defense Minister announced that all three nuclear-powered submarines acquired under the AUKUS Security Alliance will be secondhand vessels purchased directly from the United States. The strategic revision represents a multi-billion dollar shift from the original plan to procure newly manufactured submarines. Marles defended the decision by highlighting the massive financial savings and accelerated delivery timeline it offers the Australian military. The AUKUS partnership consists of Australia, the United Kingdom, and the United States, remains focused on expanding advanced uncrewed undersea defense capabilities in the Indo-Pacific. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair. Bresky Siding Building Repairs, roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department.
Gas savers are at Al Hansen Motors. Just because gas prices are high right now doesn't mean you can't save at the pump in an affordable premium used vehicle from Al Hansen Motors. Hi, this is Tyler. Right now I have a 2020 Chevy Malibu that gets up to 36 miles per gallon. It has cloth interior, Bluetooth, with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, a backup camera, remote start, and more. It has 114,000 miles and we're asking $11,780. You can get up to 34 miles per gallon in our 2023 Ford Escape ST line. It's all-wheel drive, has brand new tires, heated seats and heated steering wheel, remote start, leather trim cloth seats, and a lot more. It's in great shape with 44,000 miles and we're asking $24,580. We also have a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium. It gets up to 30 miles per gallon, has 41,000 miles, and is priced to sell at $16,580. And wrapping up for this week, I have a 2017 Chevy Cruze. Gets up to 47 miles per gallon. It has WeatherTech floor mats, Bluetooth, and has low miles for the year. Just $78,000. Take it home starting at only $12,580.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting. It's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
And that has been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.